And now let's turn to a story about one of the most well-known architectural styles in Phoenix, mid-century modern, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. You know those 1950s, 1960s style houses with clean lines and breeze block walls? Marlin Grove, Paradise Gardens, and Marion Estates are a few neighborhoods here in Phoenix where you'll find examples of that mid-century modern style.
Another part of the U.S. where you can find this architectural style is North Carolina. It's also where you'll find management consultant George Smart. Although Smart grew up the son of an architect, he didn't enter the field himself. But when he was researching design ideas for a new home, it brought him into the fold in a way he couldn't have imagined.
I was on Google looking for modernist houses in my area, just casually, because I was thinking about building one. And that led to a discovery that I had actually toured some of these amazing houses when I was 6 or 7 years old with my dad. I had completely forgotten about it. And so I was curious to find out how many there were in the area. That led to a list, which led to a small website.
That small website, NC Modernist, has also led to the podcast U.S. Modernist Radio, which all grew out of a donation.
A Charlotte realtor called me and said that he had a basement full of these great architecture magazines going back to the 20s. Did I want them? But the catch was I had to have them out in 2 days. So I got somebody off of Craigslist to drive down there with a pickup truck and brought them back to the house. And we decided we would start scanning them to put them online. And that began the process, which has now evolved into our library, about 2.5 million pages of architecture magazines.
And the library he's referring to is the Modernist Architecture Archive, which has become an invaluable resource for many.
We get realtors who are trying to research houses they're going to be putting on the market. We have buyers who want to try to find modernist houses to buy and fix up and live in. We get a lot of students from around the world who use our site to learn about American modernist architecture.
Along with those realtors, buyers, and students, Kevin Costello, chief architect at the Ranch Mine here in Phoenix, makes use of the archive for the unique perspective it provides.
Well, we always like to look to the past on how we can make proper changes for the future. And by going through this archive, we can really understand the insights through the journalists and architects of the time and the forces that shaped these places, so we can have a better understanding of the design decisions that we make going forward.
Stephen Thompson is also a Phoenix-based architect and a fan of the Modernist Architecture Archive. He feels it's a project that was best undertaken by someone who isn't an architect.
I think the reason why an architect didn't do it, because we either have no time and money, or we have no money and a bunch of time. So hats off to him, because it is really quite an amazing site.
While George Smart didn't follow in his father's career footsteps, his work has garnered industry acclaim, including the Institute Honors for Collaborative and Professional Achievement, the American Institute of Architecture's highest award for non-architects. You can find a link to the Modernist Archive Library on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.